The men and women of the U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yeah. Yeah.
Monday, December 31st, and Tuesday, January 1st, 2007 and 2008. I'll explain in a moment. Coming up on the program today, a sex offender is going out of business. All children's toys and pants, half off. Plus, pterodactyls are back and they are pissed. And shower sex with your girlfriend and dog. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast today. Have a great show. Kind of unique today. Doing something a little bit different. You know, a lot of people have expressed interest. They said, Tim, you should do some sort of live Distorted View countdown. And unfortunately, that's not possible. I'm sure it's possible. I'm just not willing to put forth the effort. I'm going to be drunk. But I thought of this, because a lot of people want to spend New Year's with me. Lonely, lonely people that I call my listeners want to spend New Year's with me. So I thought we'd do this. I want you guys to start the podcast at 10 minutes before New Year. So at 11:50, you should restart this show. All right, and for those of you restarting the show now, welcome back. See, we're 3 minutes and 22 seconds closer to it being New Year's. So at the 10-minute mark on this podcast, it'll be the New Year, and we'll count down and everything. It'll be very exciting. And then, so we're sort of doing the show right now. Think of it as December 31st. After we hit the 10-minute mark, it'll be January 1st. All right? Retarded. We got a few minutes before the new year, actually, so I thought we'd do what we normally do and play some fucked up audio. Something that we've been doing recently, we just discovered, I guess, Crack Whore Confessions. And the interesting thing is, Crack Whore Confessions has already spawned imitation websites. Now there's GhettoConfessions.com and stuff like that. What's great is, because we haven't done many of these, the segment's really picking up steam. Each crack whore is topping the previous one that we've played, and today is no exception. Let's take a listen to today's train wreck.
A heart surgeon, I met him in New Orleans, and he gave me $250 to shit.
Oh.
And he was on his knees, I was standing on the toilet, squatting down.
You can spare us the details. I mean, the fact that you had a shit on him is quite enough.
And he was on his knees. And he jerked off and he was watching me shit.
Oh yeah, now the guy is fucking her. Apparently the tale of this chick shitting on some random John got this guy hot and bothered. Now he's plowing into her pussy. But the great thing is, she starts twitching around like she needs a fix.
Oh, yeah.
Come here!
She's losing
it. Don't leave! Did you catch him?
Yeah.
God dang it!
What, you missed your dope dealer?
Fucking missed you, man.
We'll find you.
Why is she so pissed off now? She missed her crack dealer.
What, you missed your dope dealer?
Fucking missed you, man.
Yeah,
we'll
fucking
find you
with
dope
you.
Deal, honey.
Wasting my time with you. Don't forget where all your money comes from. I go through the same thing with the sideshow. Sometimes I don't feel like doing updates or extended shows. Gotta remember where your bread and butter is.
We'll find you your dope, man, honey. We don't want you to have a seizure or anything.
Oh, I'm gonna have a crack attack. Damn it! I'm sick. I'm very sick right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm sick right now. I need something. You need to bring me one of those. I'm at the store! You better hurry up. I'm very sick. I can't see. You don't put on the other side. You don't need the other side of that truck.
Yeah. Wow, she is fucking losing it. This is great.
I'm at the store! You better hurry up. I'm very sick. I can't see. You don't put on the other side. You don't need the other side of that truck. Yeah,
whoa.
Where are you at,
whoa,
man?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
where
whoa.
You at? Let me know. I need to know where you at. I gotta go.
All right, honey. Bye. Thanks, babe.
There you go. New crack whore I'm sorry, ghetto confession. I'm at the store! Everything's ungodly. Oh, I've got a new meth PSA. And, you know, personally, I think it's... I think meth is hilarious. What it does to people. Like, I love watching those YouTube videos where it shows before and after with the messed up teeth and the bleeding gums and the scars and the this and the that and the moon and the stars. But these PSAs are ridiculous. And, you know, meth is kind of... I'll tell you how to get people off of drugs. Because originally, I was under the impression meth... I think it started out as kind of like a gay drug. Because it was all like gay clubs and everything. You just tell people that, you know, oh, you're doing meth? Are you gay or something? And... straight people don't want to hear that. They don't want their sexuality questioned, you know what I mean? Their masculinity or whatever. But anyways, because meth is huge in the gay community, there are a lot of PSAs that are geared towards them. And quite frankly, if you don't already hate gay people, most of America does, you're going to at the end of this PSA because it's a queen ball who's spouting on about meth with like a dance beat background.
I don't know why everyone has a problem with crystal meth.
Ah.
There are positive things about it, too.
Stay positive.
My house...
That's what I tell my AIDS friends. I'm going to start this PSA one more time. I want you to pay close attention to his voice. I don't know why anyone has a problem with meth. Tin roof. Rusted.
I don't know why everyone has a problem with crystal meth. There are positive things about it, too.
Oh, sure.
My house is always clean. Due to my decreased appetite, I never have to spend money on groceries.
Like, so far, meth sounds pretty good. I don't think this PSA is very effective.
And after a while, the troubles of my daily life are gone.
Oh, I hate... Just listen. All my troubles are gone. Calgon, take me away. Woo!
And after a while, the troubles of my daily life are gone.
It's all gone.
Wow. He's like a gay demon. I like to party for 4 days straight on meth. I've got the cleanest house, and my eyebrows are totally plucked, and I wear glitter,
and I'm dead.
Hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm on meth. I flew to New York City to experience Broadway. I wanted to see Seussical the Musical,
but it was sold out.
That's what meth does to you. Thomas, what are you doing? Those walls are not tea leaf green, that's olive green. I specifically told you I wanted tea leaf green,
and now I will kill you.
Apparently he wanted the kitchen in tea leaf green paint or something. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, let me check the time here. Oh, it's almost time! Guys, it's almost the new year, and quite frankly, I'm so happy to be spending it with you, kind of. I just picture a few really sad listeners in their room alone on New Year's listening to me count down. Wow. So sorry. Now would be a good time to kill yourself. All right, we're, 30 seconds away? We better check in with Dick Clark. Dick, what's happening?
It'll be a New Year. I'm a fingernail polish.
Oh, Dick, he's not sounding so good. All right, let's get started here. The countdown, we're about 10 seconds away. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, Freaky Diggies! Yes, welcome to 2008. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, make it your New Year's resolution to sign up. Right now, give me money. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. It's my New Year's resolution to put even more content on the sideshow in 2008. More extended shows, more video casts, all that shit. It's all coming your way. Oh, 2008's going to be great! Be a part of the greatness for once in your pathetic life. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'm always very challenging, mean, and, like, angry when I'm basically begging you guys to sign up for the sideshow and give me money. What's wrong with you people? Pathetic lives. I've got three quick stories for you today. Here's the thing, freaks. It's New Year's, last couple days. I figured a lot of people are not going to be listening to the show, quite frankly, because everyone's off of school, you know, not working, they're not going to school, holidays, who wants to listen to this bullshit, right? You've got better things to do, so... But I'm not the only one. It's not like I'm the only one slacking off. News agencies, there's nothing going on in the news. This is the bottom of the fucking barrel. Again, please sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. That's going to be the sideshow's slogan. Bottom of the barrel. All right, so first story we have for you today. Keep in mind, you know, it's the end of the year. No one's working. That includes news reporters. First story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
This one's kind of good, actually. Yes, this one comes from Coco, Florida, which, oddly enough, is also my drag name. Coco, Florida. Yes, a yard sale featuring children's toys at a home where a convicted predator and his brother, who has also served time for harming a child, live, has prompted outrage in the community. I love how he just has, like, tons of toys for the kids while he's raping them. Just play operation. You're touching my bread basket. For the last several months, the merchandise has been set outside a home on Green Hill Street in Coco, where Donald Muncie lives. Muncie was convicted nearly 4 years ago of molesting a girl under the age of 12. Distorted View, the only podcast in the world that rewards molesters with musical fanfare. Welcome, new listeners. Yes, he was convicted of, you know, molesting a girl under the age of 12. His brother, Stephen, also served time for lewd and lascivious acts on a girl under the age of 16. Both now are living with their mother in the house. Some neighbors said they are concerned that the sale of the items in their yard might just lure more potential victims. The brothers just call that a play date. It's scary to even see their kids up there with them to buy stuff, said neighbor Jim Youngman. What the hell does that mean? Scary to even see their kids up there with them to... Well, that doesn't make any sense. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Just some fucking neighbor who wants to chime in, get his name in the paper. The troublemaker. He's just jealous because he didn't think of this genius idea first. We'll lure the children in with a yard sale full of toys, and we'll hang candy from the tree. Kids won't be able to resist. It is not a real comforting thing knowing a kid is within so many feet of a predator like that, said another resident. Apparently the Muncies are forbidden to be near children. However, a neighbor said Muncie had been selling the toys in his front yard in recent weeks. The mother of the man said a probation officer stopped by Friday and said she's allowed to sell toys in her front yard as long as her son stay inside. A deputy has been driving by the home to make sure the Muncie brothers do not venture outside. So there you go. Second story we have for you today as we blow through these. This one comes from Washington. A 25-year-old woman was arrested for investigation of second-degree assault for getting into an argument with her boyfriend. Over what, you ask? Great question. Over whether his dog should be in the bathroom while the couple were taking a sexy shower. She was creeped out by it, but the guy didn't mind. As a matter of fact, he didn't want the dog to leave. All right, I'm going to try to talk some sense into this couple. Sure, they're both listeners of Distorted View. Let's start with the woman. Look, honey, when you suck dick, you don't give 100%. You have to give 150%. Guys notice, so you should focus on the dick, and you won't even notice the dog staring at you, cocking its head, wagging its tail absent-mindedly, brushing up against your juicy snatch. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's right. Peanut butter's on the top shelf. Yeah, apparently a police report said the 26-year-old man wanted his dog to join them in the bathroom. appeared, but the woman objected on Thursday night. She told him if the dog wouldn't stay out, she didn't want to be his girlfriend anymore. That's a bit of an overreaction, I think. He replied that maybe his next girlfriend would appreciate the dog more, and then called her a name. The news report doesn't say what exactly he called her, so I'm gonna say he called her a bloody chunky cunt fart. Ouch, dude, that stings. Low blow. The police report said the woman punched him in the face several times, and the man dislocated his shoulder when the naked couple grappled. He told police his girlfriend threw a picture frame, which broke and cut him. The woman was taken to the county jail in Port Orchard, Washington. Bail has been set at $50,000. And finally today, staying in the great state of Washington, a 29-year-old Wenatchee, told police a... I have to breathe. I'd have to take a deep breath in order to get this out. He told police a pterodactyl caused him to drive his car into a light pole at about 11:30 p.m. on Thursday. Okay. All right, we'll just file a report here. Everything seems to check out, sir. Wenatchee police cited the man with first-degree negligent driving. A breathalyzer test showed a minimal amount of alcohol and a maximum amount of crazy, said Police Sergeant Cherry Smith is my other drag name. Witnesses told police the man was northbound on Wenatchee. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. I could be a fucking retard. Wenatchee Avenue, and drifted into a southbound lane for less than a block. Oncoming traffic stopped and waited for the man to pass. He then totaled his car on a light pole. When police asked the man what caused the accident, his one-word answer was pterodactyl. A pterodactyl was a giant wing. I love how the news report has to go in and describe what a pterodactyl is. A pterodactyl was a giant winged reptile that lived more than 65 million years ago. And for some reason, we were oblivious to the fact that the pterodactyl is alive and well in the Pacific Northwest. It's Bigfoot's pet. He rides them on their way to see Nessie. The man was treated and released at Central Washington Hospital. That's all the information I have. That, my friends, is your Distorted View news for New Year's. Let's do just a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, it's been kind of quiet the last couple days. Like I said, no one's listening to podcasts. You know, they're out partying, getting drunk. I can't wait to be. I'm taping this show, by the way, at 8:30 on the 31st. So, I'm off to a party after this.
Hey, Tim. Anyong.
Anyong.
Seth, listener for a while. And I thought it'd be a good idea, since I love Arrested Development so much, and yeah, you do too, that you should play a lot more clips off the show to relate to the show, because they pretty much work hand in hand. And you're not the only one who gets a lot of colds. I get quite a bit myself, so you're not the only one. All right, Pete.
I know. Like, I'm fine, but my nose is stuffy. I gotta say thanks to John, by the way, at the very beginning of the show, that remix of I Wanna Know Where to Go. That, I know we've played it on the show before, but John sent it to me again. We haven't played it in a while, so.
Hey, Tim. It's Izzy, one of your underage listeners,
yes,
from Texas.
Hello.
And I just had an odd question for you. My toenail is coming off, and I want to know if you wanted it. Because it seems so much more personal than a lock of hair.
Uh-huh.
But I want to make sure that you actually wanted it before
no,
I went to
no,
the
trouble. No,
of
no, 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 no.
That,
stop
that
it.
Can be difficult for us window lickers.
Hang up on yourself.
So,
yes, you certainly are a window licker.
If you want it,
had enough of this. You know how I feel about feet and anything, anything around the feet area. It's disgusting. Feet are disgusting. They should not be a part of any sort of sex. I can't stand looking at people sucking on toes and all that bullshit. Gross.
Man.
You spend all day on your fucking feet. They're sweaty. You wear socks. The stink. The moon and the... Oh, it's just too much.
You know what sucks, Tim?
What?
I'm fucking eating this delicious chicken choya. And,
chicken choya!
Fucking... I got lockjaw, man. Fucking sucks. I'll never be able to enjoy chicken choya again.
I know. Oh. Chicken choya is good.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
I have a feeling chicken choya is going to be repeated a lot for my listeners.
Hey, Tim. What up, children?
Children!
Anyway, I had a buddy of mine at work who stole my iPod, and he loved it. He wanted to get one for himself, so he went to buy one. And the Zunis were cheaper, so he bought one of those. And I gave him some porn to load on it. And he didn't like the way the Zuni worked compared to the iPod, so he took it back to get it and exchange it for
Zuni.
Yeah, and paid more money and got an iPod. But he didn't know how to get the porn off it, so he just returned it that way. That must be how those things happen.
Probably exactly what happened in that news story. Hey, speaking of the Zune, or as this guy calls it, the Zuni, any of you guys who own the Zune, have you, and our Sideshow members, are you having any problems with the feed or whatever? Because I got an email from someone asking me how to set up the Zune to get the RSS Sideshow feed, you know, with the username and password. So if you guys got it working, let me know. I would assume it would work fine, but this, you know, guy could be an idiot.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here. Just wanted to wish you a happy new year.
Hi, Santiago.
I think 2007 was a pretty good year for DB.
Yeah, it was okay.
I became a Sideshow member, too, so that was great.
Yeah, it was the first full year of the Sideshow, and yeah, I think it went really well.
I think the show just keeps getting better and better.
Well, thank you very much, Santiago. It was the first full year of the Sideshow, trying out some new things, and I think 2008 it's even going to be better for the Sideshow. More stuff added.
Hey, Tim,
you know.
Loyal Sideshow member Blake here.
Hi, Blake.
I tell you that on January 3rd, I will be voting for you, Tim Henson, in the Iowa caucus. Hope you win.
Me too.
Hey, Tim.
Should I be in Iowa for that? I don't know.
Jewish Sideshow freak. Adam from Maryland. Gotta be only a Jewish Sideshow freak. No other Jews will be stupid enough to pay for something to get for free. Anyway, really liked your video of your mom watching...
Oh, thank
your girl
you. Yeah.
One cup. Amazing how much you resemble her.
Oh, really?
Too amazing, I suppose. Great. Anyway, stick with me to follow me.
Tim Henson looks like a 65-year-old woman.
Really drunk when you watch it. Anyway, I don't know. But love the show. Keep going. By the way, us Jews, we have a plan to get you too, Tim. We're going to convert you with all of our catchy Jewish music.
This is why I'm going to get the Jews, because they're out to get me. Retaliation.
Hey, I'm a week behind because I've been sick in bed. I think I got some Henson's disease.
There is going to be a disease named after me. For as sick as I am, I've got to have something no one else has ever experienced before. Henson-Ayers disease. All right, what else do you have to say,
I'm starting to recover. I just wanted to say, the other day on your show, someone mentioned that before your program, they probably would have puked when they saw Two Girls, One Cup. Now they kind of laugh. Well, I've been listening to your show 3 years as of February coming up, and I just wanted to say, I probably would have puked back then too, but when I saw it, it made my dick get hard.
Oh.
Thanks, bye.
Alrighty. What is this?
Aw, shit, Tim. I'm sorry. My two dogs are menstruating right now, and I was trying to get you a recording of the one bitch licking the other bitch's bleeding cunt, but as soon as I shoved the phone up next to her vajayjay, they got distracted and all excited like and quit licking.
Oh.
I'll try again later, though. Okay, bye-bye now.
Alrighty, call back real soon. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email the show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. I'm at this door! I'm really sick! I need a fix. Vote for us, a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great year. 2007 was amazing. It was all thanks to you. Let's make 2008 even more fucked up. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.